whose crimes rival those of the most desperate felons in the annals of Texas, as well as our nation. The fact is that Holland and those 30 banditti that ride with him confine most of their crimes south of the border. General Marshall and Major McDonald agree that harassing those bandits keeps them from raiding our ranchers and villages in the great state of Texas. Everyone in Austin believes that the Mexicans would love to reclaim Texas as one of its provinces, or at the very least, reset the international boundary at the Nueces River instead of the Rio Grande. And I will not let that happen on my watch. So help me God. But as our lily-livered president in Washington, District of Columbia, does not want to provoke a war, we cannot send Army troops or Texas Rangers across the Rio Grande. So the consensus here is to let Harry Holland carry out the war for Texas and the U.S. Army. I know, Captain, that the Texas Rangers never shirk duty, that they, like those abysmal Mounties in the frozen tundra of Canada, which also should be part of our United States, always get their man. By thunder, the Texas Rangers even caught that notorious evildoer, John Wesley Hardin, by pursuing him all the way to the Florida Panhandle. Boundaries are not our concern. Justice is. But let us face the facts, Captain. Holland and his men have built an impenetrable fortress in the Big Bend country. Your last pursuit of a band of Holland's hellish marauders was unsuccessful. Having read your report, allow me to point out how vain it was. Item 1. You led your entire battalion, except for 10 men left to keep the peace in Purgatory City in the westernmost extremes of our state, after 6 of Holland's men wounded 1 cowboy and made off with 40 head of Lazy H beeves. Could the $12,500 reward the U.S. government and the state of Texas have put up for the capture or killing of Harry Holland have motivated this campaign? Item 2. 2 civilian scouts, hired without authority for Major McDonald's office, apparently got lost in the rugged country. According to your report, after 3 days of searching, the scouts were given up for dead. Item 3. On the 7th day in the Big Bend, according to this report, having ridden into dead end after dead end and barely finding your way back to the main trail yourselves, this Ranger Expeditionary Force was attacked by what you call hostile Apaches. Were you unaware that a band of Apache warriors is also holed up in the Big Bend? Colonel John Caxton at Fort Spaulding near Purgatory City has had no luck flushing those Apaches out of that godforsaken country either. But since the Apaches also seem to prefer raiding south of the Rio Grande, Colonel Caxton at least has the brains not to send his troops into the Big Bend country on what amounts to a suicide mission. Item 4. Over the next 2 days, you sustained 1 more casualty when a young ranger fell into a hot spring and was severely scalded. You said in this report that he is expected to recover, although his face will no longer be admired by his sweetheart, and that he still screams whenever he rolls over. Item 5. A rabid coyote ran off 2 more horses, leaving 2 more rangers afoot. They were ordered to ride double, until one slipped off his horse and broke his left leg in 3 places after tumbling 77 yards down a rocky slope. He had the good luck, I assume, to at least be able to ride in a travois with some comfort, once all the cactus spines had been removed from his body. This begs the question. I assume the whiskey rations you mentioned in your expense report might be the blame for a Texas Ranger falling off his horse. Item 6. 4 days later, you returned to the Rangers' headquarters in Purgatory City, having lost only 1 Ranger so far. I assume you do not consider your guides left behind and presumed dead as part of your command, since they were not sworn in as Texas Rangers. Well, Captain, I think these facts sum up why you were to leave Harry Holland alone. Colonel Caxton, according to the Brigadier, believes the same. Unless Holland is foolish enough to attack Purgatory City or Fort Spaulding en masse, forget he exists. Leave him to the foolish bounty hunters who think they can find his hideout and not be staked out beside an ant bed with honey poured over their faces by Apache Indians. If Holland is killed by Mexican rurales or Apaches or by his own men, good riddance. As far as you are concerned, Captain, Harry Holland does not exist. You may send out a small patrol every now and then just to save face, but that patrol should not venture beyond the